Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Olivia Monning. Hello, Olivia.
Hello.
So Olivia is a junior at Helias Catholic High School. And she was one of a group of students we invited recently here at the News Tribune to be part of a board we're calling our Youth Advisory Board. And so a little bit of history here so we can get talking with her more. The idea behind it is we have a reader advisory board where folks can volunteer to come once a month and we chat about things going on in the community as well as, you know, how they think we're doing, good and bad. And then that helps us, one, understand how we're being received, helps us opportunities to listen. And it's been a good experiment. And if you want to be a part of that board, in our show notes, there'll be my email address. Drop me an email and I'll be happy to chat with you about it. But as all part of this, I had one member of our reader advisory board suggests that maybe we skewed a little bit older, right? That we left, if we're going to talk about getting the voices of a community to talk, we needed to have diversity. We needed to have, different ethnicities, gender, but also age. And so that really got the wheels going. And we had two schools help us get this started last month. Helias and Blair Oaks were looking to expand the high school reach as well. And so that's enough of my talking, Olivia. So talk a little bit about what you experienced at that first meeting.
Yeah, so we came in, there were some cinnamon rolls. It was all good. We were all really excited to come in that day and see who was going to be there. We didn't know who was going to be there. But we started off talking about how teens consume media, social media, and some of the negative effects, some of the positive effects, how you can reach all those teenagers, but then also how, like, what teenagers want to see, like, mm-hmm. in the news. And we really talked about how, like, we want our schools more connected, not just through, like, sports and big things, but really about, like, very niche things almost, yeah. like niche things that our schools do that really are connected with each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and let's talk about some of the methods of which how you consume news, right? I know you may not have a News Tribune rolled up in your purse when you come into a place, but what are some of the media that you use to consume news?
Definitely TikTok, which TikTok, we did talk about yeah. there. A lot of like big national news sites on TikTok or Instagram that just post like one photo and then like we'll get you a nice like headline and then if I want to read it I'll go read it mm-hmm. but really mostly through social media, some Google things, like it'll have like the main topics of the day, but other than that I really don't consume much media outside of that, so I don't really get local media a lot. I mostly yeah. get like big media, mostly about like celebrities or like crime cases or anything like
sure,
that.
Sure. Yeah. And obviously one of the biggest challenges with that sort of media is trying to understand if it's a legitimate source, right? Because sometimes it's a little sketchy as far as how they handle the facts and stuff. So we talked a little bit about that as well.
Yes.
And I'll put a little plug in here as a commercial. We do offer media literacy talks where, you know, we've talked to high school classes, talked to state tech students, as well as just community groups where we talk about how to kind of gauge where you're getting your news from and whether you can trust it. Mm-hmm. And so, but anyway, back to our show. All right. So one of the things I think that was interesting is I was listening to you talk specifically about the idea that it's not just about covering, you know, necessarily sports or events at the school, but just about the personalities, about who makes the community and how the community pulls itself together, right? Mm-hmm. And so for you, what does that look like just as a consumer of that news? What are you looking for when you're trying to understand what your community is like there at Helias or even in Jeff City.
I mean, I think that high schoolers, especially here, because it is such a small town, we are really invested in our school and other schools. But it's crazy to see, like, just like how big of differences there, like, really are in like certain groups at like different schools. And like, I really like to know about things that are happening at other schools, because I mean, there's like things are happening there like we wouldn't even have thought about. Like, I know I brought up at our youth advisory how JC and CC, after every single football game, they go to Sonic.
Yeah.
Like, they, I think JC goes to the east side and CC goes to the west side. And I went there one time while after a game, I was like, oh, who is this? But they're all out there. And it was just fun to, like, you know, just kind of watch and see what other schools do. I think that we do really like the community of Jefferson City. And it is, I mean, a city, but like, also, I feel like it's a great sized town because you don't know everyone, but you can really just get to know people through what they do, what activities they do.
Yeah.
And I think that just, I feel like that's really special.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things personally, I worry about social media. I think there's a tendency to kind of silo yourself, yeah. Right? You're only around your friends. You're only around things of your own interest. And so it's, while it may be comforting at times, it also is kind of constraining, right?
Yes, yeah.
And I love the opportunity when the community can grow bigger than that. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the Sonic business, but then I also remember you were talking about, I think you guys have dubbed it Chai Friday.
Chai Fridays,
which,
yes,
started out as a very simple event, but has grown in of more significance. Yes,
yes, very big thing. So Elias,
share with our listeners what Chai Friday is all about.
So I've never personally been to Chai Friday because I'm not a big fan of coffee, but All my friends are doing it. It got started by my dear friend, Abby Heckenkamp, who works at Seven Brew and loves coffee. It's her favorite thing in the entire world. And so it started out, I think, with her and a friend. And they're like, let's go get a chai on a Friday. And it's slowly grown to like tons of people just getting chais on Fridays.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's the talk of the town at Helias, pretty much. But
yeah. Well, I think it even became a bit superstitious with one of our board members that Helias had not lost a football game since he had been going to Chai Friday.
Yep.
So there's a little bit of mystic nature in that as well, yes. I think. So, but I think that points to the whole idea of how, you know, word of mouth as well as other methods, how it helps pull a community together.
Yes.
So another thing we talked about was the idea of not only as high school students, but as residents of Jeff City, what are things that you're interested in? You know, what are things you think the community should be thinking about? What would you like to see Jeff City do or become?
Well, I think, or what we kind of talked about the youth board was that we really like don't know a lot of things that are happening, especially teenagers. Like, we talked about the Cat Cafe.
Yeah.
We had no clue that was a thing.
Right.
And the Rage Room had no clue that was a thing. So I think that really we're always like, oh, there's nothing to do here. Like, we're so bored. But there's so much to do that we just don't know about. I wish that Jeff City would, like, just kind of learn about those things, because there are sources to find that. And we just really don't, like, utilize them. There's so many things that we could be doing that we just don't really know about.
Yeah. You know? Well, and I think I will tell you personally, I really picked up on that. Mm-hmm. And you and your classmates shared with me, encouraged us to, because we had done stories on the Cat Cafe, as well as the Rage Room here in Jeff City. And we should do a better job of making sure when we're sharing that information that we share it with in the mediums of which you guys consume news, right? Mm-hmm. And I think there's a time where you become so obsessed with what you got to get out that next day's paper or whatever that you don't think about how effectively are we reaching everyone in the community. So that was a great lesson you brought me personally. I appreciate that. So, okay. So we have that first meeting under our belt, which was a nervous thing for me. I don't know about you, but it was for me. I'm glad the cinnamon rolls were a hit.
Yep.
So we've got another one coming up in January. We're going to try to meet once a quarter. And we haven't set our date yet. But let's kind of talk about, I'm looking for ideas. First of all, what do you think we should have for food? What would your classmates like?
My gosh. Well, I guess it depends on time of day.
Yeah.
We, in the mornings, definitely glazed donuts. Glazed donuts are a big hit with our friend group.
Okay.
We, one time someone brought in donuts and my friend Elena was like, oh, I just hope there's a glazed one in it. Didn't have any glazed ones.
Uh-oh.
It was really upsetting.
Yeah.
But so all of us have really enjoyed glazed donuts lately. But I mean, other than that, anything salty. I feel like everyone loves salty.
Okay.
Stuff.
All right. I'll make some mental notes here. So what do you think are some of the topics that you would like to talk about if we were to come together in January?
I mean, I think I would love to. We, our last meeting, kind of talked about almost like pop culture mm-hmm. within like high schools, like not just as Jeff City, but like in high school. I feel like it'd be fun to carry on that conversation, how like learning about what other schools are doing, like kind of what I said earlier. But I felt like we really got a good start on that. And I think that we could get some really good stories, some really good ideas.
So why is that important to you? What would that do for you as a student?
I think just because, I mean, I see so much about JCCC, Blair Oaks, about like sports or like student council because I'm on student council, but like learning what like the real raw stories of like the students are,
yeah.
it would, you kind of have these perceptions about other schools almost because we are like all pretty much big rivals.
Right.
But like knowing what the students are, who the school is, like at its core, I feel like can really like open you up to just like seeing schools differently, seeing people differently.
Yeah.
So I think that would be really great.
Okay. Well, I think that's a great point, Olivia. I think there are opportunities for the schools to learn more about each other and to grow those communities closer together. And, you know, speaking personally, I'm trying to wrangle in my head what role, if any, we could have in it. I will tell you one of the things I had resisted, but we have started talking about doing a TikTok service here. And so that would certainly be one element of it. Our hope is to do a bit more video that would obviously help in those efforts. But then I know personally, I've also tried to be more aware through Instagram, mostly, of those community conversations, you know, and they've already provided me some opportunities for story ideas that we could then highlight interesting things going on in the school, more from a student level rather than this just came out as a press release from the state or the school district or whatever. You know, and I think that's the first piece of it is then being able to share that in a way that you and your peers can see it. And I'll be quite honest, the reasoning, I think I shared this at the board meeting is, I mean, our goal is with everything we do is we're trying to create value. You know, we want to be a valuable service to our community, whether it's people my age or whether it's people your age. And until I can establish a value, then until I do, I don't have your readership, right? And so at that point, that's what I'm looking for is to really build that brand so that your peers know, first of all, who the News Tribune is, right? And that we do care about what's going on in your lives, your schools, as well as that we are a source that can be trusted for news. So I appreciate your efforts to help us move in that direction as well as the other members of the board. So thank you. Well, Olivia, we're happy you came with us today. We're really excited you're on our board and we look forward to meeting with you in January.
Thank you for having me and I can't wait to see you again.
All right.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.